fog advisory. It's your dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. Animal Allies Humane Society's humane educator, Pat Castellano, on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Pato, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So this week, we've got a big black dog named Atlas who's looking for a home. We've got Naomi, who's looking for a home, a fluffy, long-haired cat. And we've got Charlie Brown, who's looking for a home. And Charlie Brown is special. Tell us about him.
He is. Charlie Brown's diabetic, but he spent some time in our office, and he's just he's a big cat. And he actually spent time at birthday parties, too. I will go get him and bring him into a birthday party. He's just a really, really cool, sweet cat. And you know, sometimes you get animals that have issues, and he's, even though he's diabetic, I've had diabetic animals before, and the insulin is nothing to administer. You know, if you do it correctly. I had a little, Pomeranian who actually came up to me when it was time for her shot. She came to and, you know, just like, I know I need something now, and just got along great. She was blind because of the diabetes and had heart condition because of the diabetes not being treated. But gosh, she lived a great life. She had lost her hair. All her hair came back. She knew command. She was just great. So Charlie Brown is just the same. He's just a really cool, cool cat. And just because he's got something going on doesn't mean that he won't make a great adoptable pet.
And there is help available at Animal Allies with the medical staff. If you are interested in taking on the challenge of a special needs animal and it's not something you've done before, there's a lot of support available for you, too, to help you do the right thing.
Yeah, they would show you and, you know, talk to you about that. And, you know, it's an okay thing. You know, we've had dogs and cats with all kinds of issues. You know, we've had three-legged dogs and wide cats, and we've had and even old animals. You know, that's my favorite, are just the older animals with little heart conditions or, you know, bad teeth or whatever, and have those taken care of and just, you know, give them a good life for the rest of that life that's going to be.
So if you are interested in adopting a special needs animal, check it out with Animal Allies. Get some additional information. And, of course, we've got pictures of everybody up there. It sounds like Charlie Brown might be a great candidate for one of the cats doing humane education. If Charlie gets his forever home, and he could go and do some of the humane education programs we like to do, showing kids that you can have special needs, you can look or be different, and you're still great.
Yeah, and Atlas is a great dog. He's just a sweetheart of a dog, and Naomi's a great cat. She's really busy. She just wants to be right with you, and I'm not sure about Charlie Brown. I can't remember, Lisa. I'm so sorry. But anyway, Naomi was found in an alley and just kind of, you know, ended up at the shelter. So she's looking for a home, too. So
if she's busy, though, she sounds like she might not be the best option for an office cat.
You know what? That's okay, because if she wants to type for me, that's fine. If she wants to sort some papers, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, great. Pat, thanks a lot. Great to have you on the line, Lisa, with us this morning.
You too. Okay. Have a great day.
Pat Castellano of Animal Allies, our guest this morning on Forever Home. You can see photos of Charlie Brown and the other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. You can just go online to KUMD, go under Northland Morning, and click there. Select Forever Home. You can read their stories. You can click the links to get more information. And Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.